Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. As you've probably heard us say many times, we began MRM back in 1979, and if you do the math, from 2014, that means that we are celebrating our 35th anniversary of ministry. That's kind of a milestone, Eric. I mean, I remember being 35.
I'm surprised you remember that far back, Bill.
Well, I do. And what we wanted to talk about today was not only just kind of reminiscing about some of the accomplishments that we've seen through Mormonism Research Ministry over the past 3.5 decades, but go back to the beginning. Why did we even do this? I mean, this is not something, if you would have told me when I was growing up, or even when I first became a Christian, that, you know, Bill, you're going to spend most of your life dealing with the doctrines and history of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, I probably would have thought you were crazy. First of all, who would have even considered something like that? Every once in a while, I kind of talk about some of the background and why I was interested in this subject, but I grew up with a lot of Mormons. I was raised in Southern California. I was raised in East San Diego County, spent most of my life down there in East County. And so I grew up with a lot of Latter-day Saints, and as I've often said, they were good people. They were fun people to be around. We never discussed religious issues. But it wasn't until I became a Christian that I really started looking at the teachings of the Mormon Church, because it was at that time that my Mormon acquaintances, and of course I was having different groups of acquaintances throughout my lifetime, but at this point, I'm now graduated from high school, because I didn't become a Christian until after I graduated from high school. And then I was meeting, at that time, Mormons through work. And through those work acquaintances, and they were starting to talk to me about what they believed. And I was intrigued. I just was intrigued by some of the things that I was hearing coming from some of these friends of mine that I had at the time. And that's really what got me interested in it. And people don't usually believe me when I say this, but a lot of my study was right out of primary sources. I started reading their own books. So for a Mormon to assume that I was tainted by reading what they would call anti-Mormon books, that really wasn't my case.
A big influence in your life were a couple of former Mormons who lived in the next town over, La Mesa, and their names were Art and Edna Bedvarson, and they had started a ministry to Mormons back in the 1950s. Tell us a little bit about how they got into the Christian ministry and how they converted from Mormonism.
Their story is really incredible. In fact, Art and Edna, they became very good friends of ours. My wife, Tammy, and I, we used to meet with them, go to dinner, and it was kind of I guess you could say it was an odd two couples, if you will, because we were in our very early 20s, and at this time, oh boy, Art and Edna had to be at least in their 70s. So there was quite an age difference between us. But Art and Edna had come out of Mormonism, and they began a ministry called Utah Christian Tract Society. And as you said, they started this in the 1950s, and they were probably best known for these little white tracts, multi-page tracts with blue ink on them. And all their tracts looked the same, except for, of course, the artwork on the cover and the content. But their tracts were pretty much standard in how they looked. This almost was like their trademark. And so Art would write most of these, and it was dealing with certain aspects of Mormon history and such. But Art was a very interesting guy. And the story that goes behind this, and this is what's incredible. Art and Edna were both very strong members of the LDS Church. They came from a family of very devout Mormons. So this was a very, very much a generational thing. In fact, Edna was born in Manti, Utah, which I always found that to be so ironic because every year we go to Manti, the very town where she was born, and we minister there at the Mormon Miracle Pageant. Well, the way I came to know them was I was looking for a book that was written by Art that had to do with the Book of Mormon. The name of the book when it first came out was The Book of Mormon Examined. When I went to the local Christian bookstore in the next town, this was in La Mesa, California. I'm in El Cajon, and this was in La Mesa at the Christian bookstore. I was talking to the owner, whom I had come to know over the years. She was a very nice lady who ran the bookstore, and I told her that I was looking for this book written by Art Bedvarsson called Book of Mormon Examined. And she looked it up, and it was out of print. And she says, well, you know, the Bedvarssons live here in La Mesa. And I didn't know that. And so I actually looked them up in the phone book. And I remember calling the number that I thought was probably him. And sure enough, it was. And I asked, is this the Arthur Bedvarsson who wrote the book, Book of Mormon Examined? And it was. Well, they had changed the title of the book when it was reprinted. It had gone out of print, and then it was reprinted under a different title. That's why I couldn't find it.
And it's not like Amazon that would help you to find that.
We had no Amazon back then. We had no computers back then. This was in the 70s, for Pete's sake. So things were very much different back then. Well, this is what started our friendship. And like I say, I learned a lot from Art. Not being an ex-Mormon, naturally, I did not know how Mormons really think. I didn't understand really their whole worldview, and Art helped me a lot in that area. And he had a small library of a lot of the most important books on Mormonism, and so he was willing to make photocopies for me and such. So he was a huge, huge help to me. But there's a story about the Bedvarsson's conversion that I don't think a lot of people know. And it's a story that I don't mind telling because I think it really debunks this myth that some Christians have about tracting. So what had happened with the Bedvarssons is they were going to go visit a friend that was in a hospital in San Diego. And so they were going to visit this friend, and there was a Christian man standing out there handing out tracts. And gave the Bedvarsson a tract.
You know, how hateful of him to try to give out tracts to people.
Really? Well, the thing is this tract had nothing to say about Mormonism. It was a gospel tract. I should have probably brushed up on all the details before we started recording, but I think it had to do with the Gospel of John. I'm not sure. But anyway, this tract, Edna read it, and it had a profound impact on her. And she started reading the Bible as a result of this, really doing some digging into the Bible. And naturally, her study in the Bible, she was coming up with information that naturally was conflicting with the Mormonism that both of them had grown up to believe in. Now, Art was a little bit more of the slow one. And we've often kidded that men are sometimes the slow ones when it comes to couples coming out of Mormonism. But anyway, it took Art several years of trying to prove Christianity wrong, because this was having a profound effect on his wife, and she was starting to believe things that certainly did not go along with Mormonism. In fact, she even got in trouble one time because she was teaching in her women's group biblical things, and it was going against what the Mormon Church had taught, and she was actually counseled to stop doing this.
We've heard that before.
Oh, yeah. And so Art started looking into this, and it took him 8 years, but eventually, after about 8 years of trying to prove Christianity wrong, he couldn't do it. And he started to realize that many of the things that he had believed as a Mormon were not accurate either. And the reason I like telling this story is because when you hear people say, well, handing out a tract doesn't do anything, well, many times it doesn't. Many times people do tend to throw them away.
How many times have we handed out, over the years, you and I together have handed out thousands and thousands of tracts and newspapers. You're right, it doesn't come back to you all the time, but every once in a while, you'll have somebody who said, you gave me a tract, or they talked about a tract they received, maybe we don't even know who gave that it came back to fruition.
I know. So when people say, well, you give out a tract and you don't see any results, that's not the case here. And I can tell you of another case. When we were at Manti, there was a young lady named Amanda who was given a tract right before the pageant was going to start. It was one of our tracts, and she was given that tract. She ended up coming back the next year, and I got to meet her, and she came back the next year as a Christian. And it was this, that's what started it, was that tract. Now, we're telling you this because there's a lot of things that have happened in the last 35 years with us at Mormonism Research Ministry, and we're going to celebrate 35 years of ministry. And we wanted to put out this invitation that if you're interested, not so much in hearing a long story of all that was gone through, because we don't plan on doing that, but we do plan on having a 35th anniversary celebration. This is going to be on March 28th. It's a Friday evening. It's going to be held at Lifeline Community, and that's not the campus that I personally attend, but Lifeline Community is the church that I go to, and that's at 4431 West.
8200 South.
8200 South. 4431 West, 8200 South in West Jordan.
Now, this is going to be on Friday at what time?
At 7 o'clock. It is going to be a fundraising dessert. There's not going to be a full meal there, but we do plan on having some great desserts there for everybody to have. Our good friend Paul Carden from the Center for Apologetics Research Ministry, and Paul deals with a lot of apologetics issues in foreign countries. I've worked with Paul. I've worked with his people in Russia and his people in Africa, and Paul's a great guy. You're going to love hearing him speak.
If you want to go to this, we have limited room. We only have so many spots here. You need to write us at contact@mrm.org. Write us and tell us that you're coming and tell us how many people are coming. We're asking for no children because we only have room for the adults. But if you would do that, if you do that today or tomorrow, you should be able to still get in. But we would love to be able to invite our listeners to help celebrate with some of the folks in Utah who have made this possible as well for us to be in Utah.
Yeah, not only is it a fundraising event, and we don't put on a lot of those, but we are going to talk about some of the things that we've accomplished. We're actually going to have some fun and talk to some people that have come out of Mormonism as a result of some of the things that we have done. So it's going to be a fun evening, an encouraging evening. And if you can make it to that, it's going to be March 28th at 7 o'clock, held at Lifeline Community in West Jordan.
Again, write us contact@mrm.org.
And we hope that you can make it out for that.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Have you considered visiting the Holy Land? Well, in February 2015, Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson are hosting a trip to Israel with the option to visit the seven churches of Revelation in Turkey. During our 11-day trip to Israel, former Utah pastor Joel Kramer will take us on a day to see important biblical sites where very few people go. We'll also have a chance to swim in the Dead Sea, get baptized in the Jordan River, and hike through Hezekiah's Tunnel. To find out more, visit MRM.org and click on the Israel icon on the top right-hand corner of the page. Again, that's MRM.org. Looking for a book on Mormonism? When you're in the Salt Lake City area, the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is the place to go. Here, you'll find the largest selection of Christian books on Mormonism, including Answering Mormons' Questions, written by Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson. In addition, the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is a great place to get your questions answered. Open Mondays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays from 1 to 5, the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is located directly across from the Spring Mobile Ballpark at 1358 South and West Temple in Salt Lake City.